This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump at this hour is holding a press conference that began as a rather sedate civil affair as the president addressed the prospects of working with the Democrats now that they've captured the House of Representatives.
Now is the time for members of both parties to join together, put partisanship aside, and keep the American economic miracle going strong. It is a miracle. We're doing so well.
The news conference went smoothly enough until confronted by a couple of reporters in sequence who were from organizations not of the president's particular preference.
Just wait, if it's unfair to the country and it's costing millions of dollars, why don't you just
give him the mic, please? I've answered the question. Okay. Go ahead, take the mic. Well, I'll give you voters. I will give you voter suppression. You just have to sit down, please. Sit down.
The questions and the responses cooled off some, permitting the president to settle into a rapport that seemed not to diverge from previous attitudes. World reaction to the Democrats taking control of the House of Representatives. From London, Henry Ridgewell reports.
As it became clear that they had won control of the House Tuesday night, Democrat celebrations began as Minority Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared a new day in America. Is it a new dawn, too, for American foreign policy? Not so, says Professor Peter Trubowitz, director of the U.S. Center at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
The main play that Donald Trump now has is on the foreign policy side, where he has much more discretionary authority and room to maneuver than he does on the domestic side. So I would actually look for Trump to double down on trade with China, on Iran, and on the border with Mexico.
Trubowitz says Democrats may offer support for Trump's stance on China. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. As Americans took to the polls on Tuesday, social media trolls targeted U.S. voters with a fresh bout of misinformation, but there were no signs of any foreign cyber attacks on critical election systems. Several hours before polls close, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen cautioned that the Russians, quote, have a full court press through many means.
I don't want anyone to get the impression that we are not seeing consistent efforts through foreign influence to sow discord and to present false narratives to Americans. We are seeing that. We absolutely are seeing that from multiple nation states.
Social media companies acted swiftly to take down what appeared to be deliberate misinformation. UN agencies warn hundreds of thousands of severely malnourished children in war-torn Yemen could die because of food shortages and a lack of money to provide life-saving therapeutic treatment. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund warns 400,000 children under age 5 are suffering from severe acute malnutrition and are at risk of dying. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Beurach says every year, 30,000 children under age 5 are dying from malnutrition-related diseases. He says one half of Yemen's young children are chronically malnourished.
1.1 million pregnant or lactating women are anemic. And that's a vicious cycle. When giving birth, these women know that their children will be of low birth weight.
Fighting in Yemen has led to the almost total collapse of the country's health system. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The fighting also has prevented the import of food, fuel, medicine, and other supplies, critical for the well-being of the population. Officials in Afghanistan have hailed a U.S. decision to exempt from anti-Iran sanctions the development of the Iranian port of Chabahar in recognition of its role to grow the Afghan economy. The exception granted by the Trump administration on Tuesday will allow the construction of a railway line connecting the port to Afghanistan. A Presbyterian church official in Cameroon says 79 students who were abducted from their school along with their principal have been released. The students were kidnapped Monday from the town of Barmenda, located in the rest of Northwest region where armed English-speaking militants have been fighting for independence from the French-speaking government. And Cesar Sayoc, the American charged with mailing pipe bombs to high-profile Democratic politicians and other critics of U.S. President Donald Trump, was ordered held without bail on Tuesday during his first appearance in federal court in New York. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, VOA News.